The Marquette Golden Eagles open Big East play tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 5-6 Marquette playing host to 7-3 Georgetown at Fiserv Forum. On the women's side, Marquette hits the road to take on top-ranked UConn. The Golden Eagles 1-22 all-time against the Huskies. New York Knicks are NBA Cup champions. They defeated the San Antonio Spurs 124-113 in the title game last night in Las Vegas. Bucks are off until tomorrow night when they return to host Toronto at Fiserv. Wisconsin volleyball standout Mimi Collier has been named a finalist for the College Volleyball Player of the Year. She's one of four players under consideration for the honor. Their winner will be announced on Friday. Badgers will take on Kentucky tomorrow night in the NCAA Final Four semifinals. The Packers return to the practice field on Tuesday, getting ready for their Saturday night matchup against the Bears in Chicago. It is the second meeting with the Bears in the last 2 weeks.
It's a chess match. That's kind of how it is when these games are this close. And it also comes down to the players, man, who wanted more. So we're going to see who wanted more.
Packers injured edge rusher Micah Parsons is headed back to Dallas, where he'll be with his family for the birth of his third child. He has not had surgery on his knee yet. Matt LaFleur said he did not have a timeline on to when that might occur. Josh Jacobs on moving forward without Parsons.
The main message that I've been preaching is guys got to step up collectively. That's a major piece in our defense. So a lot of guys, not just one person, just got to, you know, step up and play better. And then to give some of these other guys that have been wanting to play and then get more game time a unique opportunity to be able to go prove what they got and, you know, in a crucial part of the year. So it's going to be a good challenge for those guys, but I think that, you know, they're going to rally behind them.
Marshawn Lloyd's return to the Packers active roster won't likely happen this season. His 21-day practice window was open last week, but Friday he was placed on the team's injury report after suffering yet another hamstring injury. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.